Instead of holding a formal public event to mark this tragedy, administrators are opting for a quiet, unstructured get-together after classes have let out. Area Superintendent Chad Hicks says that overwhelmingly, students and staff have voiced their desire for a typical school day.
We're all aware of what happened 1 year ago. It's something that will stay with us forever. But at this point, we really need to get back to a sense of normalcy.
Since last year's shooting, the school has received large federal grants to provide trauma therapy on campus. That money also pays for a school police officer and a substitute teacher so that other teachers can access mental health care.
We're monitoring our teachers very closely. There could be symptoms or signs of post-traumatic stress. Our staff have been resilient, but it really takes monitoring on a day-to-day basis.
Catherine Loudon, the director of counseling for the district, says there's no set timeline or formula for grief.
They can have shame and guilt and fear and anger, or they may really suppress the feelings that they're having. So we want to design recovery around the individual needs.
Loudon says the district is trying to prevent future violence by working with students on understanding their emotions and exercising empathy. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.